airlines everywhere have been decimated by the pandemic. In many countries, airlines are considered essential services, so governments are helping them get by. In Latin America, though, economies were already struggling when the pandemic hit. And as the world's Jorge Valencia reports, airlines there are now fighting for survival.
There's a Colombian movie from the 80s where a musician flies from Bogota to New York.
Mijito.
And his mother sees him off at the airport. She asks a flight attendant to take special care of her boy.
La señorita se encargará de todo. ¿Y dónde está el niño? Mírelo aquí, mírelo.
The flight attendant asks, "Where's your boy?" And he's standing right there, a grown man in a suit and tie.
Hasta luego, mijita.
People the world over have become much more used to traveling by air. Colombia now has one large airline and a number of smaller ones, including low-cost carrier Viva Air.
Yeah, I'm Felix Antelo, president and CEO for Viva Air Group.
And Antelo says business was good. Last year, Colombia's aviation industry grew by 10%. Viva Air grew by 40%. Antelo was planning on taking the company public and adding new destinations.
Yeah, I mean, we up until 2 months ago, we were looking to flying into Quito. We were looking also to fly into Costa Rica in San Jose. And we were looking into flying into Orlando in the U.S.
Then the coronavirus hit, and all commercial airlines in Colombia were grounded. The airlines saw virtually all their revenue disappear. Now they're asking for help.
We are in advanced conversations with the government for a bridge loan, which is around $50 million, 5-0. Which is what Viva needs to get through this and restart the operation and be a relevant actor, you know, once air traffic is back in Colombia.
This is a controversial request. Altogether, Colombia's airlines are asking the government for $1.2 billion in help. Most of that money would go to the country's biggest airline, Avianca. It filed for bankruptcy protection in New York this week. Now, that's way less than the $25 billion bailout airlines received in the U.S. But Colombia is a country where a quarter of the population was already living under the poverty line before the pandemic. Tomás Sedorinsky is an economist with the Inter-American Development Bank.
So they are allocating those resources to more immediate and urgent needs, like the need to revamp the health system or provide income support to the most vulnerable poor of the population.
Colombia's three largest carriers employ more than 15,000 people. And across Latin America, the airlines are vital to the tourism industry. But most leaders there are reluctant to give them support. Just 2 years ago, Mexico's president canceled construction for a new airport in Mexico City because he said it wouldn't benefit the working class. Dijs Bonekamp is an economist with SEO Amsterdam Economics, a think tank in the Netherlands.
I think it's indeed still seen as a luxury good that's only used by rich business people or by the rich and famous. But now, low-cost travel has made air travel much more accessible.
And low-cost airlines in Colombia, such as Viva Air and Wingo Air, want to keep it that way. Carolina Cortizo is the managing director of the Bogota-based Wingo Air.
There's nothing that I want more is that our planes are back in the sky. So the team has been putting a huge effort into the back to normal of our airline.
Cortizo says they're looking at how to contain costs. She says airlines are already working on ways to get back in business despite the pandemic.
You arrive to the airport and only the people that are going to fly are actually going to be allowed into the airport. You'll have a temperature, taking the temperature of the passengers coming in. We'll probably have counters with separations with the passengers.
And Cortizo says passengers will likely be required to wear masks and stand 6 feet apart during boarding. The Colombian government is asking for the middle seat on airplanes to be left empty. But before you get your hopes up, though, Cortizo says that just won't make financial sense.
If that happens, we can't sustain our low-cost promise because we would have basically a third of our capacity shredded and we would have to sell tickets to compensate at a rate that compensates not having those extra seats.
Wingo Air is also asking the government for a loan. Cortizo says it's less than $13 million. Right now, Colombian officials say the country's airlines could be back in the skies no sooner than next month. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.